Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Spencer wants to know the show.
Spencer Wants to Know is brought to you by the Sensitive Dependence on Initial Conditions.
The sensitive dependence on initial conditions.
That's right. SDIC.
That's right. Not STIC.
SDIC.
It's SDIC.
Well, because last week's episode about butterflies, we talked about the butterfly effect.
I got pretty heated.
And you said the butterfly effect is not real. So today we're going to be talking about chaos theory. And another word for the butterfly effect is sensitive dependence on initial conditions.
Can you just refresh why I didn't believe it? What was it, that if a butterfly flaps its wings, a tornado hits?
Could happen. It, like a butterfly in Brazil flaps its wings, could lead to a tornado happening.
How?
Like a snowball effect.
What do you mean?
This is so sensitive dependence on small initial conditions.
Like the wind from the wings makes a tornado?
Yeah, it turns a gust into a full-on gale, and then that hits the ocean and it gets over to Texas and flips the water up. You know, a very small change can cause big consequences down the road.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're talking about chaos theory. Made me think about behavior. So I've got your grade 9 report card, and you know the section where they talk about your learning skills and work habits, your behavior basically.
Mm-hmm.
You get an E for excellent, G for good, S for satisfactory, and N for needs improvement.
Wow, it kind of gets pretty dark really quick. Like, it's like the first three sound good.
Satisfactory?
Yeah.
Well, it's still pretty soft, needs improvement. It's not saying you're bad.
Yeah.
But your behavior overall in all your report cards has been pretty good, except for grade 9 geography. You got 5 satisfactories, and you got an... For self-regulation, you got a satisfactory. For initiative, that's where you got a needs improvement. Low initiative.
Well, I remember being a banana in that class.
Literally?
No, I just was pretty kooky. I was very... I'm going to blame the other students. I was very influenced by everyone else's bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a small class, and it was hard to be good, even though I could tell the teacher wanted me to be that, you know, good one to influence others.
What kind of antics would you get up to in this class with your classmates?
Just talking, chatting a lot, you know, interrupting, I guess.
Did you ever cause chaos at any point in your school career, elementary, high school? We know that you bit a lot of kids and puked.
But that was pre-school in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, that was daycare.
Okay.
Not that I can think of. There's no more to this school thing. Let's just focus on the chaos theory.
I think for my school, I've told you the story before, but in grade 3, there was a bunch of events that came together that led to a horrific freak accident that I was, I guess, the cause of. So here are all the initial, I guess, conditions that led to this weird moment in grade 3. It was recess, but it was raining outside, so we had to do recess inside. And when we were inside, we would take our rulers and play hockey with a little ball. We'd get on our knees and play hockey inside the classroom. That day, we'd also been learning about weights and measurements. So we had all these tiny weights that would weigh a gram or 10 grams, and we had a scale and we were weighing them. And for some reason, these weights were put in a bag on the ground where we're playing hockey.
I just remembered what happens.
And our ball lands on this plastic bag full of weights for some reason, which is on the ground. So instead of picking up the ball, I just whack the ball with my stick, which is on this bag, so it whacks the bag, and somehow one of these tiny weights flies straight up into the air just as my teacher, Madame Garneau, is walking by, and it goes right into her eye. And she has contact lenses, but I guess back then people would have hard contact lenses.
Thank God.
No, this is bad. It shatters in her eye.
I thought it protected.
So it shatters in her eye.
Oh, God.
And she runs out screaming in pain.
Oh, my gosh.
We're all 8 years old. We're freaked out. The librarian, who was actually a very nice lady.
I keep touching my eyes.
I've never seen a librarian be this mad, but she came in and she thought we had done this on purpose somehow, and she's yelling at us. She's so livid. And I'm terrified, right? I'm shaking. You know, it's a complete freak accident. And I get home, and somehow the teacher, she knew that I did it, and she calls. And my mom says, it's for you. And she says, Eli, I know that it was you. I know it was an accident, and I forgive you. That's a pretty chaotic moment for my school days.
Yeah, it is. And I'm impressed that the teacher called you and let you know, because were you worried at home? Or had you already forgotten?
I don't know. I think I was in shock, really. I didn't feel anything. I was just like, holy smokes. But it was very nice of her to call and say it was okay. And I think her eye was okay.
Yeah, it sounds like...
She just... I think the only thing was she could never wear contact lenses again. Or maybe never wanted to again. Something like that. And then she started wearing glasses as our teacher.
Well, we have a puppy, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of say your glasses are protection for when he's jumping up or getting a little scratchy.
Yeah, his claws. He's growing rapidly.
He is.
He's got big, heavy paws now, even though he's going to be a small dog.
He can just, like, come onto the couch so easily now.
This teacher, too, though, I'm remembering I was chaotic all year because there was something going on in my family's life that I think I've suppressed the memory. Are you crying, Fenton?
Okay, I think that I haven't washed my face in a while.
Yeah.
And I was rubbing my eyes throughout the entire time. You were getting to the point where it's like the thing goes in her eyes, and I couldn't stop rubbing it. And then the natural oils from my face got in my eye.
Okay.
And it's stinging. I'm crying out the oil. So
you can see all these small variables could lead to big differences, big consequences down the road.
Right.
But this year...
Like, I tried to make coffee and I forgot a piece of the machinery.
Yeah, that little thing that has the spring loaded that you're supposed to put the filter inside. Spencer just put the filter with the ground coffee directly.
Now the coffee tastes pretty watery to me.
I think it's fine. I think it tastes fine. But this year in grade 3 was the one year it was chaotic because I was such a good, well-behaved child. I would win the politeness award every year. But grade 3, something is going on in my family life that was in the news, right? It was like on the front page of the newspaper.
Google it.
It's hard to find. But it was on the front page of the news.
His last name is Bovard.
And I think all of a sudden, like, kids at school, like, were paying attention to me in a negative way. And I suppressed those memories. And you can see my school books from those years. I was a good student. And that whole year, like, from the start of the year, it goes A's to B's to C's to D's.
Holy.
And I'm so distracted. And I go from being a good kid to... Like, the teacher would call on me to read in class, and I would just start singing it instead. And then in grade 3, because I went to a French school, we started learning English. And this is, like, astonishing to me, because I do think of myself as a polite person. But I had to go up with my work to show the teacher, Madame Galneau, whose eye I later shattered with this weight. And she said, oh, you forgot a period at the end of the sentence. And I said, as an 8-year-old, I said, what? You're on your period? And I cannot imagine myself ever being like that. And I think it had to do with the negative attention and the effects it was having on me in that year. Because I was a politeness, like, back-to-back years, grade 1, grade 2, I won the politeness award. So it's strange that I would say that.
I won the principal's award twice.
Wait, comment on what I said.
Oh, yeah, chaos theory is real. All the effects affected you
anecdotes.
And your butterfly wing thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're on your period. It seems like something out of a movie from the early 2000s.
It seems evil, though. I was 8 years old. It seems an evil child.
Not too evil.
Okay,
a little evil.
Well, you're the queen of evil child being.
Can we talk about my poo?
What award are you going to win from the principal?
There was an award called the Principal's Award.
For what?
just being the best.
The best student or the best behaved?
Best ever, I guess.
Did a kid from every grade get one or just one for the whole school?
One for the whole school. Girl and guy.
Oh, they separated it by girl and guy.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, does that still happen?
So what does the award mean?
I don't really know. It was a principal's award. It was like the highest honor. And I got it.
Was it
on a pink paper? No?
Were you excited to win it?
I was basically trying to up your politeness award.
That's what you took away from my story, that I won the politeness award? That was just a detail to say that I wasn't a bad kid, generally.
Yeah. Can we talk about my poop now?
Sure. I think we talk about poop a lot on the show.
Yeah, well, it interests me.
Okay.
So, I understand the chaos theory now. I'm on these different medications for my mental health.
Wait, you already understand chaos theory?
Yeah. For my mental health, or whatever. For my depression, my acute depression.
Treatment-resistant, I think.
Treatment-resistant. And, so I'm on... I went into the hospital or whatever. I'm trying to explain the order of things, but basically I'm on medication, and it clogs me up.
Constipates
me. And 2 days ago, I had a massive poop.
Yeah, it was...
I asked Eli to come and look at it.
Not exaggerating, it was... At least, it was way over a foot long.
His face was so funny. I actually caught it on video. He's just, like, stunned.
It was
and
so
he said,
big.
And he was like, I've never done that before.
Something that large. Well, it's insane to think that's been inside your body for God knows how long.
I know.
Just rotting inside
me. And I have such stinky toots.
And like, not trying to exaggerate, I think it was maybe 13 or 14 inches long, 4 to 5
thick.
Inches in circumference.
Yeah.
And then when she flushed it, it looked like an eel escaping or something. It looked alive.
It did.
When it went down the toilet. Sorry if that was disgusting.
Thank you. Okay. And now I'm having coffee.
What if that story was so disgusting that someone drove off the road in their car?
Eli, you need to stop thinking about potential chaos theories.
Okay.
You think people are well-rounded and drive cars and listen? Ah! I truly think anyone who drives a car is superior to us. Not just me. It's an us thing.
Because we both don't have driver's licenses.
Yeah.
Or really the money to afford a car.
Yeah, but I look at these people and I just automatically go, you're better than me. And Eli.
It does seem very adult.
It does.
Well, all the kids.
I wish you would do it.
I'll try. I'm trying to get a few things together in my life. You too.
No, I don't think I can do it.
Okay. No, I mean get your life together.
Oh. No, I don't think I can do it.
All right. So I'm going to sing a little song before we enter the chaotic world, something that will soothe us all, remind us that there is some order in the universe, that harmony that feels good. Are you ready, Spencer?
I'm ready.
Baseline. I wanna see what's in Spanny's mind. 14-inch turds, I just keep on quizzing my love. This is the baseline.
That was incredibly soothing.
Really?
Yeah, like your voice was very like, baseline. It was beautiful. It was like singing a baby to sleep.
But what is the experience of...
I saw the cutest dad with a baby. I didn't mean to say dad was cute. I meant the baby was cute. Well, the whole situation was cute. And she was 2 months old.
Today?
Yeah.
Did you say hello?
I did.
Did Scruffy the dog say hello?
No, Scruffy was in his carrying case.
His, what do you call those things? A papoose?
Satchel? A papoose? A papoose. And we said hi, and then mom made a joke being like, well, get ready to be a dad for 60 years. And he was like, haha, thank you.
Wait, your mom's just about 60. Is she
she's done? Hey, she is 60 plus. Yeah. Also, last thing I'm going to say about walking on the street and meeting people.
But it's time for your baseline test.
Oh, okay. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I met a Newfoundland dog. Mm-hmm. I think that's the name. And they're massive. They're really, really, really big. And the lady had like this really artsy fartsy shirt on with like paint splattered, you know, she had like blonde bangs, short hair, and she looked at me and she went, "You have such an attractive dog." And I thought that was really funny.
She was like Samantha from Sex and the City?
Yeah, but to, like, people say handsome, cute, but attractive seemed like a status thing. Your dog is so attractive.
He carries himself with a certain confidence.
At some point, I'll probably post pictures. I don't know.
Yeah, your social media accounts have gone
dead.
Silent.
Yeah.
When's the last time you posted anything?
The night we went out to see Turning Red.
Is that March?
Yeah.
And it's now August?
Yeah.
Wow, I used to be such a social media...
I don't know how to go back to it.
Hmm, a big splash maybe.
Hello, everybody!
Maybe you should just post that giant turd.
If you were more comfortable, like, being on camera, mm-hmm. I would share your face, because it's so funny.
So anyways, are you ready for your baseline test?
Yeah.
About all things...
Chaotic?
Chaos theory.
Chaos theory.
Seven questions.
Do you know when the chaos theory began?
The
guy who made up that butterfly thing?
That was the 60s, but I think it has, like, it went by other names for centuries before that, like certain principles that have been explored. Okay. Question one. What does SDIC, SDIC, stand for?
Oh, say it one more time.
SDIC.
SDIC. I feel like if I had the first letter of S. Sensory?
Think toothpaste.
Toothpaste. Toothpaste. Sensodyne?
Uh-huh, but?
Sensodynes?
But why do you say, why do you use the word Sensodyne a lot? When you mean
sensitive?
The word? Yes.
Okay.
Spencer says Sensodyne instead of sensitive.
No, you took that from me.
Okay. So sensitive is the first word, yeah?
Sensitive. What's the next syllable?
D.
D. Sensitive. Deliberate?
No.
Dude?
Sensitive dude. Okay, then the I.
In?
In. Okay, sensitive dude in C.
Calgary?
Sensitive dude in Calgary. No, it's sensitive dependence on initial conditions.
Wait, did I even say the E?
The I?
Oh. Wait, yeah. What is it again?
sensitive dependence on initial conditions. So
on
a little
initial,
butterfly flapping.
No,
isn't
initial with an E?
No, initial starts with an I.
Have we not done a spelling episode?
We've spelled remember a lot once. Okay, we'll do a spelling episode. But initial starts with an I.
Is there an initial? Oh, I'm thinking essential.
Essential. Okay, so it's sensitive dependence on initial conditions.
I mean, I don't even get what that means. Sensitive, initial, dependence on... dependence?
So it's like when a system, like the weather or the economy, small variables, small changes at the beginning of the system can lead to giant changes down the road. Huge differences.
Just say the name again.
Sensitive dependence on initial conditions.
Sensitive dependence on initial conditions.
Yes.
Sensitive dependence on initial conditions.
Sensitive
dependence on initial conditions.
Yeah.
Sensitive dependence. Okay.
So how, like, a tornado in Texas could have a sensitive... It could be very dependent on that little butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil.
What?
Ow!
Sorry.
Ow!
Sorry.
You just slammed my toe with the chair.
Sorry.
Why?
I didn't know.
Ah,
I was just trying
that's
to...
That's my ingrown toenail, dude.
But I don't know if it was the chair or my foot.
It felt like the chair.
That was my foot. Because my foot touched your foot.
Anyways. Question two.
Ugh.
Is chaos different than randomness?
Is chaos different? Yes, it is.
Okay.
Unless randomness doesn't exist in the chaos theory.
Why is chaos different than randomness?
Because chaos has an onset of things that have occurred to create that outcome.
Yeah, so true.
And randomness sounds like there would be no reason for it to have happened beyond the fact that it was just random.
Yeah, so true randomness is completely unpredictable. But chaos, at first, is predictable and then over time loses its predictability. So it's somewhere between predictable and random. But at first, chaos is predictable.
Oh, okay.
But then
so
it becomes, over time, unpredictable.
Oh, interesting. I feel like there's got to be sci-fi movies where they have computers that are, like, trying to figure out random chaos or something. Chaos theory. Yeah. But what I was going to say was, when you're going to a therapist, I think they're trying to understand your chaos theories.
Like your personal chaos?
Yeah.
Well, I guess...
Like, oh, why'd you do this? Like...
Well, actually, BPD a lot is...
Did you eat? Have you had hygiene?
Have you had hygiene?
Have you had your hygiene?
But it is sometimes like, okay, why are you so upset that there's clothes on the ground? Is it because of something else that happened today or something else in your life that's stressing you, like work?
Yeah, that's what it's reminding me of. So that's why I think I said the therapy thing.
Wow, that's
my chaos theory.
It's good insight, I think.
But, so chaos is in between randomness and predictability.
Yes, because at first a chaotic system is somewhat predictable, but then over time it becomes too complex and becomes unpredictable.
Okay.
So for example, our next question, the weather is a chaotic system.
It is? Yeah, but there's weather.
There are weather predictions, yes. But essentially, after a certain period of time, these weather predictions become...
It's just taking a little too long for me.
Okay. After a while, these weather predictions become no better than a guess or no better than just the daily average over the history for that day of the year.
Huh?
So how far can we predict the weather in any meaningful way?
7 days.
Correct. 1 week. That's about as far as we can predict
the weather. As far as we can go.
Yes. Great. Great job.
Thanks.
Okay. In physics.
I'm a little bored.
Spencer?
Yeah.
That's very predictable of you. Be a little unpredictable for this chaos episode.
I have to fart, but that's also predictable.
I thought you were getting into it. You're making some interesting points.
About therapy?
Yeah. In physics, this J
word. My coffee isn't cold enough.
What? Okay. Is that going to cause some problems down the road, you think?
Yeah.
What could that potentially influence?
Just my ability to drink it, and then you'll be annoyed because I didn't finish it.
Oh, it's going to increase your boredom because you won't have the caffeine in you to pay better attention.
I'll try to have a sip. What's your favorite drink? Not alcoholic, but what is something that you absolutely love to drink?
Coca-Cola?
Really?
Situational, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, a nice glass of water can be perfect sometimes.
Boring.
Iced tea.
Iced tea is awesome.
Arnold Palmer.
Iced tea, you finish quick.
Because it's not carbonated.
I finish it quick.
Because it's not carbonated.
I like smoothies.
Yes, Spencer makes so many smoothies and never cleans the blender.
Yeah.
Question 4. In physics, this J word, so a word that starts with a J, that's what you have to try to figure out, is the rate at which an object's acceleration changes with respect to time. What J word describes the rate at which an object's acceleration changes with respect to time? A word that starts with a J.
Can you, what it sound like?
No, just any word that starts with a J that you think could describe acceleration changing.
Jaguar.
Jaguar, no. I was looking for jerk. Or jolt.
Oh, okay. Jolt.
And I'm going to read you this because as I was researching this, it made
me
laugh.
I need help. I'm really, really bored right now.
Well, this might cheer you up, okay?
Like, the chair is bugging me.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a shorter quiz today, so you only have 3 more questions after this. Okay, so this is all...
Tell me another story.
I'm going to read something to you. This is all about jerk, okay?
Jerk?
This physics word, jerk. Differential equations of the form are sometimes called jerk equations.
I love listening to this.
Just listen. It's funny, maybe. Differential equations of the form are sometimes called jerk equations. It's been shown that a jerk equation, which is equivalent to a system of 3 first-order ordinary nonlinear differential equations, is in a certain sense the minimal setting for solutions showing chaotic behavior. This motivates mathematical interest in jerk systems.
You're being a jerk system because you're talking so quick.
Systems involving a fourth or higher derivative are called, accordingly, hyper-jerk systems. These circuits are known as jerk circuits.
Okay, I think you're relying on the word jerk to make it funny.
Well, I thought it might be funny. Yes, no?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Question 5.
Well,
after a while, the
prediction... Wait, what was that?
I just thought it was funny how many times they said
that wasn't a question.
No, it was just
all listening.
Yeah. Question five. After a while, the predictability of a system goes to zero. It's no better than a guess, like we talked about with the weather. Can I work backwards, though, from a current system to discover what its initial conditions were? Could I work backwards from that tornado to get back to that butterfly?
Yes.
No, you cannot.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes.
So you can either go that far in the future.
You have to go forward?
You can't go that... You can't...
What am I saying?
You can't predict that part that far into the future, and you can't also discover what a system's initial conditions were just from what it is currently. So you can't go into the future or the past with any reliability.
But that's what I'm doing when I'm talking about my poo.
How so?
I'm going backwards, I think. Or forwards. I'm talking about taking the pills, being in the hospital.
Well, you keep this poo example in mind, because it could be useful for the second test.
What?
Okay.
I don't get what you just said.
All right, question six. In dynamical systems, an attractor is a set of states toward which a system tends to evolve. That's from Wikipedia.
So Scruffy
systems that don't settle on a specific point but instead approach a kind of similar space are called A. This is multiple choice. A. Strange attractors. B. Weird attractors. C. Bizarre attractors. Or D. Freaky attractors.
D.
Freaky attractors. No, it's strange attractors.
Okay, so Scruffy is a Havanese King Charles Cavalier, if anyone was wondering. Also can be called a Cavanese.
Why are you talking about Scruffy right now?
I don't know, it's just fun.
So strange attractor.
I love talking about him.
You do?
Yeah, like that's all my mom and I do.
Has it brought you closer together?
Yeah, it has. Hmm. There was a lot of distance for a bit.
Hmm. Do you remember when we would walk down the street and turn our heads suddenly and look into restaurants and say
freaky,
and then people would get scared and look at us?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. You should try it. Sometimes they get a bit mad. Question seven.
Ugh.
Last question.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What do you think of the chaos theory?
I found it like pretty hard for me to understand a lot of it, but... I don't know, that idea that chaos is different than randomness, that really spoke to me.
Hmm. It spoke to you.
Question seven. What is deterministic versus non-deterministic?
Okay. Deterministic is when a person, place, or thing is determined to know the outcome of the chaos theory.
Mm-hmm.
Undeterministic is... the opposite, when you're not at all wanting to know. So I'm undeterministic.
That's not correct.
It is.
What?
So don't listen to Eli. We're up for an educational podcast award.
Yes.
This man's wrong every single time. I'm correct.
I would double check anything that we say on this podcast.
No. Don't double check that. No. Basil.
So deterministic means if given the same initial values.
What? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So given the same initial values, a system will return the same results each time. So those
initial
conditions will always return the same results. So chaotic systems are deterministic. Non-deterministic would mean the initial values could be the same and you'd get different results. Okay?
Oh, I see. So it could just constantly be different.
It would be truly unpredictable. But a chaotic system, like we said, at first is predictable.
This is what I imagined when you said it. We've got squiggly lines.
Yeah.
You got the ability to draw two lines, and it's on this big paper. And the undeterministic, the lines always go in different spots, and you never know where they're going to go.
You're onto something here. And you might be interested in looking at graphs of like some of these chaotic systems, like the Lorenz attractor, which is a strange attractor. And you can see how it plots and how they sort of, they go in similar patterns and shapes, but they're at different points. They're always different. They're globally stable, locally unstable. Very interesting. And they actually look like a butterfly, these Lorenz attractor graphs. You should check it out. Anyways.
How are you so smart?
I'm not. I don't understand half the things I'm saying. Okay, so currently you have...
Do you miss the Nespresso?
No, not at all.
Yeah, what a mistake.
Since I bought an espresso machine in January, doesn't use it anymore.
No, because I need to buy, like, some washing pod for it, which is expensive.
It does seem like a lot of products these days, it's how do we get people to keep, once they've bought our thing, how do we keep them buying stuff from us? And that's what these Nespresso pods seem to me like. And then even you have to buy the cleaner from them.
Yeah, I thought that'd be free.
Whereas, like, the coffee maker is just beans. buy a bag of beans. And you're
supposed to go.
Yeah,
and you can buy all sorts of different beans.
Yeah.
There are lots of beans to buy.
Anyways.
But.
So you currently
have. The Nespresso tastes a bit better.
I don't think so.
I think for, like, what I'm looking for, like the iced coffee drinks, it tastes more like what I buy at places.
I might have bad taste in coffee because I get, like, the fancy coffees and stuff from those.
Oh, and it just tastes really bitter.
They taste like celery to me. And
celery
salt or something. They have an odd taste to them.
I'd say it's bitter.
So I'm fine with Tim Hortons or McDonald's or this sort of just brewed coffee at home. Maybe I'm a coffee idiot.
You sound a bit fancy right now.
Maybe you could quiz me on coffee for an episode.
One thing that's cool about coffee beans.
Yeah.
Is when you're at, like, perfume places and mm-hmm. you're sniffing perfumes, they have coffee beans out so you can smell them and cleanse your senses.
Cleanse your nose palate.
Yeah.
Does it work?
So you can really, smell the perfume. That was what my life was like as a kid. A lot of, like, being with mom spraying perfumes on herself, trying to get samples.
As
and
shoppers.
Then me lying, her telling me the type of scents I liked as a child, and be like, woodsy, barky, bark. Because she doesn't like floral.
What do you mean you're lying?
So I could get some extra samples.
Oh, to say that you liked a different kind.
Yeah.
So you get, and this is at Shoppers Drug Mart.
This is at Sephora, Holt yeah. Renfrew.
And at Shoppers Drug Mart, you've been known to go in
hey.
And completely do your makeup and leave, right?
No, that was a while ago. A long time ago.
Pre-pandemic.
No, but you don't understand. People think that's really disgusting, and I would never do it anymore. So that's why I'm like, don't say that.
Oh, because those samples a bunch of people are using?
Yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to put it on your hand, right? Not your actual face?
There is some sort of bug that is biting me nonstop because I have a new bite.
Okay.
See? It's on my middle finger. I'm just itchy throughout my hand.
All right.
I don't want to do whatever final test it is. It's 32 minutes. I'm done.
Spencer?
That's it for the show.
No.
I'm done. I don't want to do this.
That's not fair. Spencer, you don't know how long I read and tried to understand chaos theory and tried to find questions that would possibly work. So you have to do this test.
You
okay?
do the test, honey.
You're doing the test.
You do the test.
Son?
Honey?
Son?
I'm not doing it.
Son?
No.
So you currently have
20.
You currently have 29%. So you need 71% on this next final test.
Gosh, that's really a lot.
What are the stakes for this episode, Center?
I will buy the next bag of coffee beans.
If you fail?
Yep.
And if you pass?
Because we're out. You buy the next bag of coffee beans.
That's it?
That's it.
Fine. Okay. And since this is your test.
I'm not doing it.
Spencer.
Listeners.
Spencer.
I hate.
Okay, then we're up in the stakes. Not just the bag of coffee. You're buying the next round of groceries.
No!
Yes. Model a system. For your poo.
Ooh.
That is chaotic. Okay, so it has to be deterministic. So given the same variables, it'll always give the same answer. What are the initial conditions of your poo system?
I don't understand this.
What is the predictive power
Can
of
you
your poo system?
Please do it, and then at least...
What set of states does your system tend
what?
To evolve towards?
I don't
towards?
Understand what you're saying.
I'll explain it off, Mike. But you
no,
have to describe...
You do it.
You have to
you
describe
it.
Your chaotic poo system.
You know my poo...
How
just
can
as
we,
well as me.
I want to know, how can we predict...
I tell you every single time I poop.
Spencer.
Actually, I had diarrhea today, so...
Spencer, how can we predict when you will poo, what it will be like, how large...
Can we do it together?
Sure.
Really?
Fine.
Wow.
Okay, so we're going to try to make a Spencer poop predictive system.
Okay, so are we going to make a graph?
I don't know about a graph. If you want to make a graph, you can.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be right back.
That's how you get help.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello.
Hey, we're back. We tried to figure this out together. I don't know if either of us fully
grasp
any of this.
But you grasp more than me.
We did our best. I certainly tried harder than Spencer did.
Yeah.
I have to
no,
agree.
You can't. No one knows.
I have to agree with your grade 9 geography teacher that your initiative needs improvement.
Oh.
So next episode, I want to see some improvement.
Wait, it's just done like that?
No, we have to describe our system for our predicting whether or not you'll have a poo on a certain day.
Okay.
So some initial conditions or variables we thought of were?
Did I have coffee?
Yeah.
And coffee usually takes a few days for it to work for me now.
So you think, so have you, did you have coffee 3 days prior?
Yes. Okay. Did I have coffee 3 days in a row?
It has to be in a row.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm having a lot of milky products, that's going to back me up.
Okay, yeah, dairy is
and
not
And I've been
good.
Having lots of dairy.
Yeah, lots of ice cream.
But now we're going to try to stop that.
Yeah, go a bit vegan for a bit.
Yes. What else did we write down?
Water consumption?
Negative, probably not that much.
You rarely drink water?
Yeah.
If you've taken a laxative?
Yeah, which I haven't in a while.
Yes, and you've tried two types, right?
Yeah.
Suppository. There's just like a water balloon.
I just didn't think he would say anything.
And then the
the chocolate.
Your medication, obviously, one of the side effects of your medications is constipation.
Yeah.
What exercise? Are you exercising?
No, but I've found in the past when I do exercise, it can make things move a lot quicker, though I don't know what that would be like with medication.
Mm-hmm. So how would you weight these variables? Which are the most important?
I think the most important is consistent coffee and taking out the amount of dairy I was having.
Okay, so if we were to try to make a graph of this.
This hurts my head.
Coffee, dairy, we'd assign them a constant value.
What?
Well, I think it's beyond us mathematically to actually model this poo predictor for Spencer. So I'm going to have to fail both of us for this episode.
So we get groceries together.
We'll split the bill. But we're definitely getting some prune juice.
You think?
Why not?
Ugh. I'd rather just eat prunes.
Which reminds me of a story I could tell about prune juice. As a kid, I loved grape juice. One day, at the grocery store, my dad accidentally bought prune juice because it looked the same as the grape juice bottle. And it was just in our fridge for a while because no one wanted to drink it. But my cousin, she came to babysat, and she saw this bottle of prune juice, and it lit something in her mind that I needed to drink the prune juice, that there wouldn't be prune juice in the fridge if my dad didn't want me to drink it. And I said, no, he bought it by accident. She's like, don't lie to me. You're drinking this prune juice. And she forced me to drink prune juice. Nobody told her about the prune juice. She just saw a bottle in the fridge. So it's kind of like a chaos theory of my dad, maybe he's tired that day, sees the wrong just doesn't pay enough attention because maybe he's had a hard day at work. Maybe him and my mom's relationships is really on the rocks right now. You know, and maybe I caused it. Maybe my bad behavior as a child makes my parent puts a strain on my parents' relationship. My dad's kind of mind is elsewhere. He buys prune juice by accident. Then my cousin, who for some reason insists that I drink it when she sees it, and then all of a sudden I'm drinking prune juice. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you're going to be drinking prune juice, too. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Okay, mister. I think there comes a time when you're at a certain age as a babysitter where you're a bit of a bully. Or even if you're a sibling, like, and you're a bit older, there's a bit of a bulliness to you. Like, you want to be, like, a parent, but not a parent. Like, you want to assert dominance, and then you have these weird things where it's like, hey, drink it because I said so.
Yeah. My cousin,
I'm the babysitter. I'm left in charge. I'm only 4 years older than you. Now, put on a sock.
My cousin was nuts with power. Like, we couldn't do anything until she'd watched her four, like, syndicated episodes of Full House.
Oh.
I remember one day she said, "You're not eating till 7. And I was like, "I'm really hungry." She's like, "Go to your room."
Oh, no.
And I, for some reason, I had hoarded pizza crusts in the little desk. And they're like a week or 2 years old. I'm so hungry and I'm eating these pizza crusts that I've hoarded. And my sister, she ratted me out.
Oh, no.
For eating my hoarded pizza crusts because our baby, my cousin, the babysitter, would not feed us until a certain
time. Chaos theory?
I don't know why I hoarded the pizza crusts. That's such a
chaos theory exists.
I can only think that I would have stuffed them because I was too lazy to throw them out or something. Why would I hoard pizza crusts in my desk? Did your power ever go to your head as a babysitter? I can't imagine you going on a power trip as a babysitter.
I think I did a little bit with my sister. I remember it wasn't too bad, but it was just like she was at the age where she wanted to do things for me, like maybe like 4. And I'd be like, "Get me some juice. Get me one of your juice boxes." And she'd be like, "Okay." Or like, "Yeah."
Wait, in a mean way or just sort of taking advantage of it?
Taking advantage. And I, yeah, but I'm not going to make myself sound bad, ever.
Great. Well, I think, should we say goodbye?
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. I said it again.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.